Welcome to Balance Banter. I'm your host, Christy Langle, certified exercise physiologist, owner of ChristyLangle.com, and survivor of an all or nothing lifestyle. Whether you're a motivated career woman or a stay-at-home mom of four, I'll be there to support you in all things in balance. We'll talk mindset, workouts, nutrition, healthy habits, and more. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Are you a busy woman or mom struggling to find balance in your fitness and nutrition journey? Do you constantly feel trapped in the cycle of starting over every Monday, unable to achieve the lasting results that you desire? It's time to break free from the frustrations, guilt, and overwhelming information overload. The Balance Experience provides a comprehensive and balanced lifestyle approach specifically designed for busy women and moms like you. I understand the challenges you face, the lack of time, conflicting priorities, and the constant struggle to find consistency. I offer a practical and sustainable solution that fits seamlessly into your hectic schedule. By downloading my Balance app, you'll get time-efficient workouts, personalized guidance with access to one-on-one support, a balanced lifestyle approach that encompasses mental and emotional well-being, and lasting results via sustainable habits. So don't let another year go by without taking action. Sign up for your free 30-day trial and complimentary consultation by clicking the links in the show notes to your Apple or Google Play app stores. Now, let's dive into today's content. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode number 33 of Balance Banter. Today, I've got a little bit of a tough love topic for you. So, are you planning or are you procrastinating? So, what do I mean by that? So, planning is super important, right? We've all heard the saying, if you're not prepared with a plan, you're preparing to fail. But at what point is your obsessive planning actually just procrastination? If you think about it, if you're not taking any action, then there's no real difference between planning and procrastination, right? Let me repeat that because it's a mouthful. But if you're not taking action, there's no real difference between planning and procrastinating. So planning is foundational, right? And it helps set us up for success. But planning is not productivity. And you cannot achieve productivity until you stop planning and you actually begin, right? You have to start to actually start being productive in reaching the goals and stop planning how you're going to reach the goals. But this is easier said than done, right? What causes us to feel this way? And what causes us that anxiety that feels like that we need to constantly plan and over plan and plan way, way in advance, but not actually start? The moral of the story is fear. The majority of us continue to keep ourselves in the planning stage because we are scared that we're not going to be successful. So if we stay in the planning stage, then there's no chance of failure. But what good does that actually do us if we just continue to plan, we continue to stay the same? So you're only delaying the benefits of actually reaching your goals by continuing to plan and not actually taking action. I can't tell you how many times in my career, like 15 years of doing this, so many people have come to me or reached out to me and they say to me, I want to start your program, but I'm trying to get in better shape first, meaning that they're procrastinating my workout plan and actually trying it because they're actually fearful that they won't be able to do the workouts or they can't handle them or they won't be successful. So by planning their own attempts to get in shape before they actually try my program, they're only actually procrastinating getting real results and actually feeling better. So if you're out there listening right now, going into the second week of January, and you are still working on your plans or preparing your ingredient list or planning out your little workout space for 2024, this is your sign right here, right now, that you need to stop planning and you need to just start doing. Start taking action and stop procrastinating. So I've got 3 tips for you to help you do that if you are finding yourself in that planning and procrastination type phase. So tip number 1, start with something that you know you have a very minimal chance of failing at. So example, if you're looking to try to start working out 5 days a week, but right now you're just feeling like that is so out of reach, that's never going to happen. You know you need to do it and you want to do it, but it just doesn't seem feasible and you're scared to fail, so you just haven't started. Do something like starting with just a 10-minute walk on your lunch break while you're at work, usually 5 days a week, okay? So there's absolutely no reason that you can't step away from your desk for just 10 minutes on your lunch break every day of the week, right? And it could be a walk outside. It could be a walk around the first floor of your building. It could be a walk up to the 5th floor and back down, only 10 minutes long, but it's only 10. You have no reason that you can't do it. It's 5 walks per week while you're already at work. So there's really no chance that you can't be successful at that. Okay. So once you find yourself like being like, wow, it's the 3rd week and I've walked 10 minutes every single day on my lunch break. Then when that's like, okay, pat on the back, Christy, you did a great job, then you can try increasing the difficulty of the task. So instead of being a deer in the headlights and procrastinating for months and months and months to start those 5 workouts a week, just start right now with 5 10-minute walks on your lunch break, okay? Make it super small. There's no chance you cannot be successful. Get after it, just start, and you can check that box and then continue moving forward. Okay, tip number 2, when you do accomplish any of these little tasks, so these little feats that you set yourself up for, make sure you are treating yourself every single time you are accomplishing these goals. It is so important to boost your own morale and boost your self-confidence with a little special something for yourself when you actually achieve what you set out to do. This is like a no questions asked, total mandatory thing for me when I'm working with my one-on-one clients. When you set yourself out to do something like those 5 walks, 10 minutes each and every day, after a month, if you've done it every single day for the whole month, you need to make sure you celebrate yourself with something small, something big. It could be an extra 10-minute foot rub while you get your pedicure. It could be treating yourself to that Starbucks cup of coffee, low sugar and balanced, of course, but that you try to not spend the money on. It could just be a new lipstick, like anything small, but just intentionally treat yourself somehow or some way when you do accomplish even the smallest tasks, because nothing is too small. It's still an accomplishment. And we want to celebrate that to boost your confidence, boost your morale, so that you can keep going. Okay. And tip number three, if you find yourself totally stuck like a deer in the headlights, try using Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. If you haven't heard of Mel Robbins or you don't follow her, she is an inspirational speaker. She's got her books. She's got a great following on Instagram, really motivational woman. She has what she calls her 5-second rule. So what you're going to do, even though you are tired, even though you're scared to fail, and even though you may not really want to do whatever it is you need to do right now, what you're going to do is just count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just do it. No more thinking about it. No more planning. No more pondering. No more procrastination. Just get up and just do it. And do this countdown every single day until you continue to achieve the tasks. They start getting easier and easier. You feel better and better. And then you are going to want to keep going without even having to do that 5-second countdown. All right. So take a hard look at how this first week of 2024 has gone for you and make some decisions on how you can better take action in week two for the year. Or ask yourself, am I planning because I'm going to be super successful, or am I just dragging this on because I'm scared and I'm procrastinating the hard stuff? Okay. The longer you plan, the longer you put off the hard stuff, the longer you put off your success and actually feeling great mentally, physically, and emotionally. Don't be afraid to at least try. And if you fail, you can try and try and try again. And every time you try, you will have learned another lesson that you needed to learn so that you could be successful in your next attempt. All right, guys, I hope this was helpful. I hope you have a kick-ass week two of January and you are counting down from 5, crushing your SMART goals, kicking this New Year's ass, for lack of better words, forgive my French. But if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, reach out to me via Messenger on Instagram, Facebook, shoot me an email. I have a million different ways that you can find me. And if you guys have a minute, please take a second to rate this podcast, leave me a review, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. All of those little things that take you just a few minutes really go a long way in helping my small business. All right, guys, everybody have a great January. I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.